Former Interior Minister Andre Mbaobam says he's come to the incontestable conclusion that last month's vote was false because of what he calls massive fraud orchestrated by electoral officials to benefit President-elect Bongo. So he says Gabon's constitutional court should annul those results and overturn Mr. Bongo's victory.
Ce que je demande à la Cour constitutionnelle, c'est tout simplement.
Obama says what the lawsuit is asking of the constitutional court is very simple. All of the results from each of the 2,815 polling stations should be re-examined to reveal truthfully what happened. Obama says the Gabonese people have the right for the constitutional court to show them that respect. Official results from the August 30th election show Mr. Bongo winning nearly 42% of the vote. Obama finished a distant second with about 26%. Longtime opposition candidate Pierre Mambundu came third with about 25%. Mambundu and several other opposition candidates are joining Obama in asking the Constitutional Court to annul Mr. Bongo's election because they say they've found evidence of fraud in more than two-thirds of the polling station results they've analyzed. The court has 1 month to consider the request, but opposition candidates are complaining to reporters that they've seen a letter from the foreign ministry inviting diplomats to the president-elect's swearing-in this coming Monday. Mr. Bongo is the son of Gabon's longtime ruler Omar Bongo, who died in June after 42 years in power. His death raised expectations of change in Gabon, even though his son was considered the front-runner from the start. The announcement of another ruling party victory sparked violent protests in the city of Port-Gentil, where opposition demonstrators burned the French consulate and attacked offices of French and U.S. oil companies. Port-Gentil has been under an overnight curfew since that violence. Opposition efforts to organize nationwide strikes this week failed. Most electoral observers say they believe the vote was fair, despite irregularities that included the absence of opposition representatives during vote counting at some polling stations. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.